Today we begin the season of Lent, which traditionally is a season of penitence and fasting. The prayer book calls us to self-examination and repentance, to prayer, fasting, and self-denial, and to meditating and reading on God's holy word. Lent is a 40-day journey that leads us to Holy Week and through Holy Week all the way to celebrating the resurrection of Jesus at Easter. In a way, Lent is a kind of a pilgrimage. A pilgrimage is a journey to a holy place with the expectation that you're going to be changed somehow during this journey. A lot of people take a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, where they can walk in the footsteps of Jesus and see the sights that we read about in the Bible. And the expectation is that when you go to the Holy Land, it's going to change you. You're going to come back different. Some people take a pilgrimage to the island of Iona in Scotland, which is the site of a monastery from the early Celtic Christianity, back in the early centuries of Christianity, and traditionally known as a thin place, a place where you're closer to God. So people will go to Iona. I've known several people who have taken the Camino, El Camino in Spain, which is a 500-mile walk that ends up in the cathedral at Santiago. And hundreds, even thousands of pilgrims walk this every year. And there are places to stay along the way. There's encouragement. There's lots of people you can talk to. It's quite an experience, and it changes you. There's a lot of ways to do pilgrimages. When I go backpacking in the Olympic National Park, for me, that's a pilgrimage. I go out there and expectation that I'm going to see God up there, and I come back hopefully changed. Pilgrimages can be shorter too. When I take a day and go to the Seattle Art Museum, for me, that's a pilgrimage. There's all kinds of ways to do pilgrimages. Now, when you go on a pilgrimage, you become a pilgrim, and I think there's three things that we expect to happen on a pilgrimage. One is that you willingly go to a strange and unfamiliar place. You put yourself in situations where you might not be comfortable, with the expectation that that might bring some changes. Second thing is that you go with a willingness to experience transformation. You make yourself vulnerable to what God might be telling you. And the third thing is to believe that it's a holy place, that somehow God is in the place that you're going to. Seems to me those are three characteristics of pilgrimages. And Lent, in a way, is a pilgrimage. Lent is 40 days leading up to Easter. And it reminds us of other times in the Bible when 40 is mentioned. When Noah gets in the ark, it rains for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses led the people of God through the wilderness for 40 years before they came into the promised land. It was a time to test the people until they finally made it in. And, of course, we remember the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness to test himself. The Bible says that the Spirit led him or drove him into the wilderness, and he spent 40 days there without any food or shelter, just open and vulnerable to what God was going to tell him. He prayed and he fasted. I'm sure he reminded himself of Scripture. And in that time, he expected something to happen, and it did happen. We need time to set aside to listen to God, something like a pilgrimage where we can get away from the distractions that normally are set upon us and take time away from the busyness of our ordinary lives. That's what a pilgrimage can do. Our patron Saint Anthony did that when he sold everything he had and gave it away to the poor. He went out into the desert and he found a cave and he lived in the cave for 20 years fasting and praying to try to come closer to God. It's part of our heritage as the people of St. Anthony's. So Lent is a 40-day pilgrimage for us. And we need to take time to renew our relationship with God. You might have read that book by Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And one of the habits that he suggests is called sharpening the saw. He says, if you're a carpenter, you know how frustrating it is to work with a dull saw and how unproductive it is. You're not going to get anything done. It's better, you're better off if you stop your sawing, sharpen the saw, and then start again with a sharp saw. That's sort of what we're trying to do in Lent, is to renew ourselves. Stephen Covey also says about leadership, he says, the work is hacking a path through the jungle, trying to get through the jungle, but every so often, you have to send somebody up in a tree to look out and see if you're going the right direction. That's what we're doing in Lent. We're stopping to see if we're going in the right direction in our spiritual lives. In Lent, we want to take time to be with God, to be with Jesus. In the earliest days of the church, catechumenates, people who were going to be baptized, went through a lengthy period of instruction and learning, and then it led up to 40 days before Easter. In those 40 days, they especially focused on fasting and prayer and scripture so that on Easter Eve, they stayed up the whole night. And then on Easter Day, at dawn, they were baptized and brought into the group so that they could receive Eucharist. And this year, we will have our Soup Supper program on Wednesday nights. We are going to use the program that's been created out of Bishop Michael Curry's Way of Love. And we're going to focus on the readings from the Easter Vigil and use those seven concepts that Bishop Curry gave us: turn, learn, pray, worship, rest, go, and bless. And when we get to Holy Week, we have that pilgrimage alongside Jesus. We walk alongside Jesus as he enters Jerusalem, as he goes into the Garden of Gethsemane. He's betrayed. There's the trial, the crucifixion, the burial, and then on Easter Day, we experience the resurrection of Jesus. Well, in a way, our whole life is a pilgrimage. Our reading from Hebrews today talked about how God called Abraham to leave his land and the land of his fathers and to go to a new land that God was going to show him. And Abraham was obedient. He did what God called him to do. He listened to God's voice. But the writer of Hebrews says that wasn't his final destination. He just lived there in tents. And he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. In other words, to heaven. He says, by faith, Abraham set out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he stayed for a time in the land he had been promised, as in a foreign land, living in tents. For he looked forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. In other words, Abraham's ultimate destination was heaven. So our whole life is a pilgrimage, and the end of our pilgrimage is heaven. We're not done with our pilgrimage until we get to heaven. Those three things I mentioned, the three characteristics of pilgrimage, I think are true of our whole life. The road to heaven is not always comfortable or familiar. There are a lot of surprises and shocks along the way that often lead us to a deeper understanding of God. We expect to be transformed by our experience here on earth. We hope to grow spiritually before we die, so that we will be ready when it comes time to die and to go to heaven. And we believe that the end of the journey is heaven, where we will meet God. Our life is a pilgrimage. We especially remember that today on Ash Wednesday, we put the ashes on our foreheads and we say, "Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." Remember that we're mortal. We are human beings, and someday we will die like every other human being. But our pilgrimage is going to heaven. So Lent is just like an encapsulation or a mini version of our lifelong pilgrimage on the way to heaven. The prayer book calls us in Lent to self-denial and fasting. So some people give up things during Lent as a sacrifice, as a way of opening themselves up to God. Other people like to take something on, like extra prayer or reading scripture, practice of silence. Whatever we do, it's part of our pilgrimage of Lent. There are many ways to observe Lent, and the prayer book calls us to choose the way that we want to. So I hope that this Lent may be a holy time for all of us. Amen.